Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And today's message came to me by the Spirit with a sense of urgency. I heard in my spirit something that immediately brought to mind a story in the Bible. And it's a story about King Ahab. And when I heard these words, I knew exactly where the Lord was taking me and where he wanted me to study to get the remainder part of his word. So I heard in my spirit, King Ahab, and immediately I heard the Lord speak about the leaders of this nation, America. And he said, they will not be able to hide. Many have set this nation up to be destroyed. Through their wheelings and dealings, they have sold this nation to the highest bidder, and the Lord has told us that before. In their arrogance and boastfulness, they have blasphemed Almighty God. And these leaders, not only in America, but around the world, and those who are in league with them, are about to have their day of reckoning. Now, this is a somber message for some, but it's also a victory message for the kingdom. Because we are in the day of vengeance of our Lord God, and he is about to avenge his people and all of humanity speedily. The courts of heaven have already brought forth judgment against the wicked leaders of the land. The Lord has sent his heavenly hosts, and they are all around us, to execute sentence. God has heard the prayers of his people, and he's avenging us speedily. Now, this is a powerful message because when the Lord gave it to me, I let it sit for a day to hear more. And even last night, the Lord showed how our prayers were causing a destruction of all the enemy's plans against our nation, against the church. And it's a time in which the people of God need to continue to pray and continue to speak the word of God that God is speaking over you, because it is making an impact in this day and time. We are in such a supernatural period of time. So we have to be very careful of our words and make sure we're speaking what God speaks and not what the news is saying, not what other people are saying, because we are in a battle for not only for the souls of men, but for the lives of men as well. And one of the things the Lord told me was that our leaders are so arrogant, they believe they can override and overrule the judgment of God. So they have no clue that their time is up. They have no clue that judgment is about to be executed in their lives. They're just going about doing what they do. But what they are noticing, and this is what the Lord is showing me, that their plans are failing. Things are coming loose, unraveling, as I hear the Lord saying, even now. So even though they're still trying to execute something, it is going to be to no avail. So no matter what they try, what they pull, what they do, they will not be able to have what they believe they want in this nation, because the Lord is pulling the plug on this thing. So right now, because they're so arrogant, they're easy mark for the enemy, and that's what the Lord is showing. So we go back to King Ahab, and the Bible tells us that King Ahab was evil above all the kings of Israel. We're seeing leaders now that are just like that. They're doing more evil above anything that's been done, and they're thinking they're getting away with it. But what the Lord is saying is they will not be able to hide from the bullet. They won't be able to hide from the arrow. And he says, or whatever weapon the Lord has ordained for them, it will come to pass exactly the way the Lord said it. But it is something that they're not looking for because they don't believe God. And this is the whole thing. We're in a nation right now where people don't believe God. It's almost like God is a fairy tale. He doesn't exist. His word means nothing. But they don't understand. It is the mercy of God that we're all not consumed. It's the mercy of God that he has not struck down everybody in leadership around the world. So rather than being arrogant, it's time for the leaders to repent and turn. Now, one of the things I did is I went back to read the story and study a little bit more about the story of Ahab. And I went back to, First Kings chapter 22. And actually, even chapter 21 is where it all comes down to judgment. And you may remember the story how Jezebel, the queen, who was the wife of Ahab, wanted a piece of property. And she whined to her husband and complained to her husband the man would give her the land. So the king had him killed, and they got his property. So when the Lord called on Elijah, the prophet, and he says, I want you to go up and meet King Ahab. And he told him what he did. that he's in the vineyard of Naboth when he's gone to possess it. And he says, and you should speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? I hear the Lord saying, stop there. That's the word of the Lord to the leaders out there. You have killed, you have taken lives, and have you not taken possession? I reflect on that. Selah. Let me continue reading. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And so Ahab was like, okay, here you are, my enemy, you found me. And then Elijah continued. And he says, because you have sold yourself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. I'm stopping right there. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, pause. Because the leaders of this nation, all the way to the White House, have sold themselves to work evil in the sight of the Lord, judgment has been passed. And here's what the Lord is speaking. It is coming, and this is also what was spoken over the house of Ahab. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee and take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel. Okay, so the Lord is saying, okay, I'm getting rid of all your heirs, I'm cutting off in Israel. And the Lord is speaking the same thing to leaders. You don't understand. You have killed, you've taken possession. You cut off somebody else's posterity, and now your posterity is going to be cut off. And that's where this thing is going right now. And it's kind of scary because God is getting ready to, Lord Jesus, wipe out bloodlines. He's getting ready to wipe out an evil bloodline. And it's a spiritual, but there's also a natural connection. And it's for anybody who's walking in the same spirit of Jezebel and Ahab. He's cutting this whole bloodline off. Okay? So then I'm going back to the word. We're still in 1 Kings chapter 21, reading verse 23. And he talks about judgment on Jezebel, the queen. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. And him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat. And him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. Now, this is a serious judgment. But it's no different than the judgment that's coming upon the leaders that are coming against people of God in this hour. But here is what the Lord is saying. And it's a strong comparison to what we're seeing today. In verse 25, it says, but there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom his wife Jezebel stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols. And this is one of the things that the Lord has been saying about our nation. We have an idolatrous nation. Our leaders now are serving idols, and the Lord is putting a stop to it. Why? We are the people of God, and we in America have a covenant with God. We are a covenant nation. So we're not Christian, as some people would say, but we have a covenant with God. As we follow his word, he will protect us. He will protect and prosper this nation as we obey him. We have an arrangement with God. So the issue has been, many in the body of Christ have followed after the leadership of the country. They followed after political parties, and God is getting ready to cut that thing. Because we're about to see that all of them, regardless of the party, have sold themselves to do wicked in the sight of God, and mainly for money. And that's what the Lord is saying. They have sold America out to the highest bidder. Now I'm going to continue with this story, because once the Lord has spoken judgment, it's going to come to pass. Whatever the Lord has spoken will come to pass, and you can't stop it. And that's why he's saying they will have no place to hide for what has been spoken already. And if anybody has been following me, if you've been reading in my books or in the prophecies, the Lord has been very specific about taking not only the administration down that's in office now, because he said it was a league of men of wicked men. It's a council of wicked men that's running things right now. And so he said that was coming down. It wasn't of God. It wasn't his. And it was done by men who usurped the system. By illegal means. So the Lord is bringing this out, and justice is coming in that. So we're about to see that the people who say they are on your side are not on your side. That those who are speaking good are not good. And those people who told you are speaking evil are actually doing good. So it's like we have been under a strong spirit of delusion. And this thing is coming to a head right now, because the Lord said, truth shall prevail. So God has spoken judgment over the leaders, and it is coming to pass, and they can't get around it. And that's why he says they will not be able to hide. Elijah prophesied judgment over Ahab. And when Ahab heard these words, he literally did tear his clothes in sackcloth and fasted and prayed. And the Lord told Elijah, okay, see if how Ahab humbled himself before me. Because he humbled before me, I will not bring this evil in his day, but in his son's day after him will I bring this evil upon his house. So here you have God saying, okay, if these leaders would just think about repenting, God can hold back some of it. I don't know that he would turn back this whole word, but he will at least show mercy on this generation. So that is what happened in this case. But then time passed, and if you go on to chapter 22 in 1 Kings, it talks about how there hadn't been war in a while between Syria and Israel. And King Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah at the time, came down to visit Ahab. And Ahab was like, you know what? You know, Ramoth Gilead is ours, and we should be able to go take it out of the hands of the Syrians. So he said, okay, Jehoshaphat, will you go to war with me? Jehoshaphat says to Ahab, well, okay, we're related, and they are. Jehoshaphat's son, Jehoram, was married to Athaliah, which is the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. And it was crazy because Jehoshaphat was a good king. He followed in the steps of his father. His son decided he wasn't going to follow God, so he turned and he married Athaliah, and then they went to rule evilly, and that's a whole other story. But in any case, as this story goes, the king of Israel gathered the prophets, and because Jehoshaphat says, I'll go with you, but I want to hear what the prophets have to say. So he pulls all these prophets together, Ahab does, and they say, well, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. So Jehoshaphat said, okay, is there not a prophet of the Lord that we can talk to? And the king of Israel, Ahab, does not like the prophets of the Lord. Okay, that's a message for all of you out there. The people who are under the Spirit do not like us. They don't like the truth. They don't like God's prophets speaking. So just by my giving this message, I already have haters out there. Nonetheless, we still speak what God wants us to speak. So he said, okay, Ahab said, there is one prophet named Micaiah, but I hate him. And it's just like Ahab talking because he doesn't prophesy good concerning me. But Jehoshaphat said, okay, come on, king, don't say that. Go bring him. So they go get Micaiah. As Micaiah came up, and he just kind of mimicked the same thing, you know, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord said unto me, I will speak. And, you know, Ahab wasn't happy. And he says, well, why are you speaking against me? And he says, well, listen, I saw the Lord sitting in his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and is on his left. And he said, the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that. And there came forth a spirit that stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Okay? And he said, I will go up, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Likewise, okay, then so Micaiah said, therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against you. Now you can imagine, Ahab was upset, because not only did Micaiah say, the Lord is speaking evil, he taught how it happened. All these prophets are lying. And we're in a day and age now where, as the Lord has said many times through this ministry, that the media is the false prophet. They're speaking a lie. Why? To deceive the people. You can't overtake a people. You can't brainwash a people. You can't lead a people against God without brainwashing them. And they know that. So what's getting ready to happen, even in our day, God is getting ready, to slay. I heard this in my spirit, to slay the false prophets. How that happens, I don't know. Does it mean they're going to drop dead? Some might. Does it mean that he's going to cut them off from being prophets? Pretty much that. I would guess that it's the case. How God does it is up to him. But we're in a time frame where we're going to see that happen. So then Ahab gets upset. They said, okay, put this fellow in prison. Feed him the bread of affliction and water affliction until I come again in peace. And Micaiah said, well, if thou returns in peace at all, the Lord has not spoken by me. Okay, that just made the king upset. So they went off. Okay, so they went to prepare to go to war. And the king of Israel, Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle. But thou put on your robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. Now, the king of Syria, who they were going to fight against, said to his people, okay, fight neither with the small nor great, but only the king of Israel. So they were looking for the king of Israel, and Ahab knew that they would be looking for him. So it came to pass when they went out there, they saw a kingly robe, and it was Jehoshaphat. And Judah said, surely this is the king of Israel. So they tried to go and take him over. But then, as the Bible says, that Jehoshaphat cried out, and they knew it wasn't him, so they went off. But here is the thing. Even though he was disguised, he did not get by, and the word of the Lord came to pass in the life of that evil king. The Bible says, and this is 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 34, a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore, he said unto the driver of his chariot, turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased, and the king stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at evening. And the blood, his blood ran out of his womb into the midst of the chariot. And as the king died, he was brought to Samaria, and they buried him there. And they were washing the chariot in the pool of Samaria. And the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according to the word of the Lord which he spake. Now, as you see, Ahab did everything in his power to prove God a liar. He thought he could go and leave with another king, a so-called good king. God, I hear the Lord say at church, there is an evil alliance between the politicians in this country, I'm hearing it in my spirit, and the church leaders. And there are church leaders who know better. It's time to repent. Because like Jehoshaphat, you're about to be set up by the government leaders that you're in league with. They're hoping to use you as a shield so that they don't get hurt. But God is saying they won't have any place to hide. They will not be able to hide. So you have to understand we are in a very, very, very phenomenal place and time in history because this is God's kingdom, his hour, his power of stepping in supernaturally to rescue his people because it's this hour of vengeance of our Lord. And that's why the Lord said, no matter what you do to escape the judgment of the Lord, it will not work. He says to me, and he spoke clear, they will not be able to hide. And that's what Ahab attempted to do in the battlefield. He attempted to disguise himself, but he also set up the man who was serving God and hoping that he would fall in his stead. But it's not whatever. I'm hearing this two ways. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever God has spoken in this hour is coming to pass, whether good or bad, whether for good or for evil. If God has said he's going to bless you, he will bless you in this hour. If he said you will be struck down, you will be struck down in this hour. Whatever God is speaking in this hour is coming to pass. You will not be able to hide from his goodness. You will not be able to hide from his judgment. I'm hearing that so clearly in my spirit. So the Lord is saying for the leaders of America first, and then from those around the world, there'll be no hiding place for you. Judgment, whether it's good or bad, will be executed, and you will pay with your lives if you do not repent. And those who are on God's side, who are doing well, will be rewarded greatly in this hour. For the people of the nation, get ready. Prepare yourselves. Emergency rations for 3 to 6 months, as the Lord said before. But get in prayer more than anything. Find out how God will have you prepare for your family, your business, your church organization. And if you have a dream from the Lord, now is the time to make preparations because so much is changing, so much is going to happen. As I said before, the people who are in league with evil have no idea their time is up. So they're going to pull some things. They're going to do some things they think will scare you. Some things that make you think that they have power to execute judgment upon you. Don't believe it. Do not fear. Get in your prayer, listen to God, because God is going to hear this in my spirit, make an open show once again of the devil and the ones that the devil is using in this hour. So you have no reason to fear. Just get with God, stay with him, because he said it before, truth shall prevail in America. And he also said this was America's greatest hour. This is God speaking. And he said in the same breath, this is his kingdom's finest hour. The enemy's coming. He's coming to our shores. But he's not coming for the people. He thinks he's coming for the leadership. And the Lord, depending on who repents and who doesn't, he may let them have him. But what you need to know is when they get here, they will find God. When they strike, they will see the Almighty God stand up because the angels are already here. I saw them in operation last night. They are posted just waiting on our word. So speak the word only, people. Speak only the word. Stand on Psalm 91. Begin speaking the angel's protection around you. Start meditating on what God says in his word. And then begin covering your family with the same word. Branch out to your communities and your neighborhoods. Cover your city, the state, nation, even the nations of the earth, and realize how much power we have. And don't forget to dispatch the angels to watch over you all. If there's something you need in this hour, call forth the angels to go get it. In fact, whatever you need, these are our ministering spirits. According to Hebrews 1:14, they're here to assist those in every way. But according to Psalm 103:20, they hearken only to the voicing of God's word. So speak the word only, and all will be well with you, no matter what comes upon the world. So I just want you to know that no matter what evil's been done, we are in the time of reckoning of the Lord, in the vengeance of the Lord, and we will see God deal with individuals from the least to the greatest. All of us are going to be shaken in this hour. However, if you're on God's side, it's only going to shake out his blessings on your life. It's only going to shake out the things that are good for your life. But anybody else who's against God, and if you're in league with these politicians, cut it off. If you're standing with these politicians, cut them off. Meaning, get with God, sever your ties with them, sever your allegiance with them, because what's happening now is you need to be aligned 100% with God in order to avoid what's coming. But in any case, there's no need to fear. Pray to God, trust in him alone, and watch as he proves who he is to you in this nation's, in its greatest hour, in God's kingdom's finest hour. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. May God continue to bless and keep you now and forever. Until next time.